comment. Before I start my homily, it is good to remember that during 10 days after Easter, the gospel text assigned recount the stories of Jesus' appearances to his disciples. And if you will note in each text that Jesus appears to the disciples, you would see that the disciples were afraid and trembling. And then he would convince them that it is he, indeed their teacher and friend, raised from the dead. And finally, the disciples, believing, were sent to continue his ministry. Last Sunday's gospel text recalled the appearance of the resurrected Jesus to the frightened and unbelieving disciples. The disciple Thomas personified the situation because he said, "Unless I put my finger in his wounds, I will not believe." And ended up by saying, when Jesus asked him to do that, "My Lord and my God." Then, because of their belief, Jesus sends them in a mission. "As the Father has sent me, I also send you. Whose sins you shall forgive, they are forgiven." Now, this Sunday's gospel follows the same pattern. You will note that Jesus appeared to his disciples in their hiding place in the upper room of the synagogue. The disciples were surprised, yet terrified, amazed, but unbelieving. So Jesus showed them his hands and ate fish with them to prove that he was not a ghost. Then this refrain. Then he opened their minds so that they could understand the scriptures. He told them, "This is what is written. The Messiah will suffer and rise from the dead on the third day, and repentance for the forgiveness of sins will be preached in his name to all nations, beginning at Jerusalem." And end of "You are witnesses of these things." You will note here the movement from faith, believing, and accepting the risen Christ as Lord and Savior, moving to what the Lord sends the believer to do. And this Sunday it tells us to be witnesses. It is here where we can enter the story by asking the question, how are we going to be witnesses? How are we going to do this? We have a few in the following and concluding verses of the Gospel of Luke about the ascension of the Lord. Luke describes the ascension as the moment when Jesus has been lifted up and the cloud had removed him from their sight. These words may sound like suggestions of the absence of Jesus. In fact, these words are symbolic expressions of his new and hidden presence. Jesus' presence is no longer limited in time and space. He told them with a promise, "I will be with you until the end of time." He can now, that is to say, that he can now be present with all of us everywhere and always. This is the new hidden presence of Jesus and is the reason behind the order of Jesus to his disciples. "You shall be my witnesses." From henceforth, be through It would be through our own humanity, through our words and deeds, that the hidden presence of Jesus is made again visible and tangible. And this is what we call witnessing. Witnessing is to make Jesus present to others through our words and actions, through our life. So the essential content of our witness is to testify by our lives that the power of the risen Jesus has touched and transformed us. That we are the new presence of Christ to everyone we meet. In other words, Jesus is to speak and to act to other people through us. It is told that in Calcutta, a dying woman with her head in the lap of Mother Teresa looked at her for a long time and in a feeble voice asked, "Are you the God Jesus who loves the poor and the sick?" This is what we call witnessing. People ask a question, something like that. Are you Jesus? So let our daily lives be the means of experiencing and sharing the risen Lord with others. Just as the disciples experienced their risen Lord and their community, let us learn to make the presence of Jesus felt in our own homes, in our workplaces, in our nursing facilities, in our hospitals and schools, in our church family, and in the community at large. In our own little way, let's continue doing our little acts of compassion and mercy in our church community, signing our little cards, sending our flowers, making our little phone calls, or making short visits, sharing our little bits of food or meals at Food Basket and at the coffee hour, and above all, our little assurances of prayers for one another, especially during difficult and critical times. These are the simple ways that we can witness. There are other ways that we can do around us. This is my prayer and my hope for all of us. Amen.